Sunshine, 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. It's Saturday Live and it's time for this.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine, 106.8. Sunshine, 106.8.
Ed Finn travelled to London to meet up with James B. Clark, an Irishman from Roscommon, who's now running the Hilton Bankside in London, of all places. He joined him for a chat.
So you're a Roscommon man,
yes,
James.
From the famous town called Boyle, County Roscommon.
And you've had an illustrious career from all over America, from the Waldorf. You opened this hotel originally. And I have to say, James, this hotel, this area here, transformed over the last 20 years.
Absolutely. You know, this area is called Bankside. And to give an idea of people where the location is, it's basically located from Blackfriars Bridge to London Bridge, right next to the River Thames. And in that area, you have the beautiful Tate Modern Museum, the Globe, the famous Shakespeare Theatre, and then Borough Market with some fantastic transport links. For example, London Bridge, famous station. And equally Blackfriars Station, which connect you out to Gatwick and to Luton, which is very easy for anybody travelling home, travelling over from Ireland. I always love this area because there's so many beautiful things to find. It's just not about the river, what's behind the river. This area is very much about architecture, art, design, and that's how the hotel was developed, all around the history of this area. And there's a lot to explore if you wish to come and stay here.
But this Hilton is very special, actually. Like, this hotel is very interesting.
Absolutely. I always say to everybody, it's a Hilton with a twist. And what does it mean? Most important thing, it's about the team. It's about the community. And I always believe I want to provide magic carpet experience to each and every customer. And what does it mean? I want you to float around this hotel and every little touch point is beautiful. However, that takes a sum of details to be executed by each and every team member of this hotel to 120%. But the most important piece of that is everybody to do it in their personality and their style and their friendliness of great hospitality. And remember, we have over 38 different nationalities in the hotel. So we always can cater to anybody, anywhere around the world, because everybody is welcome. But that's why we're a Hilton with a twist. But when you walk in, we took inspiration from the area. So, for example, the lobby floor comes from the Turbine Hall and the Tate Modern Museum, which is very much the brutish feel. Because this area, Bankside, it's very simple. As the ship came up the river, the only place that could unload the raw materials, which is a lot of brick, iron and glass, was in this side called Bankside.
For me, it's almost like a little microcosm of London. I mean, you need never go, you know, to see Buckingham Palace. For me, I've seen it all before. You know. Well, but this place is so easy and leisurely. And again, it has that lovely bohemian feel to it. And I think the hotel sort of represents that as well.
Well, absolutely. You know, for us, the area, it's all about the community. I'm very much involved in the community. Because again, if you take care of the neighbours will take care of your customers and your team members. And if you can imagine, we're only a 10-minute walk here from Elephant and Castle. And there's a fantastic called Mercado de Palatana. Obviously, it's a market where it's organic food is produced, for want of a word. And it's in an old tram shed, and there must be about 60 different types of stalls in there with different cuisines. And we have a foodie map here in the hotel where we always say to customers, hey, come in, enjoy a night in the hotel, but then get into the community and explore the area, and we'll give you a little map to journey yourself to some great, beautiful destinations.
I want to say the breakfast, the choice this morning, I was walking around, there was so much variety and fresh produce. It was really one of the best sort of breakfast offerings I've seen in quite a while.
Well, to give you an idea, I'm passionate about breakfast. As I said to Ed this morning here, I got Zelma to make a lovely coffee because we have a lovely roaster in Brixton. We're in the south of London here, and it's called, they roast our coffee for us, so it gives you a great cup of coffee, because I believe when you come to a hotel, have a great cup of coffee. You know, we're one of the world's first for having a vegan suite here in this hotel. And I'll tell you how it came about. About 5 years ago, I was traveling and met a client in the US, and he says, hey, you're boring, Hilton. What are you going to do? Can you come up with something that's unique? What about this vegan? And this is well before. And I just, light bulb moment went on, came back, partnered with the Vegan Society here in the United Kingdom, got a local designer, And we transform one of our sweets into beautiful vegan sweet. And our hero material, it's a very simple one. It's called Pinotext. And where does it come from? The fur of pineapple. And why did I pick that material? Because the gentleman who first brought the pineapple to the United Kingdom back in the 17th century, his name is John Tresidant. He was a famous English botanist. He's buried in this area. And if somebody brought a pineapple back, it proved you survived a two-year journey, number one. And number two, you were probably fairly wealthy by that stage. And therefore, what they used to do was put the pineapple on the door of their house and throw a big party saying, I'm back. And that's why we chose that hero material called Pinotex in our beautiful Venus suite. So it just gives you a little story to what it is all about.
Now tell me about the meadow on the roof, right, before we finish up, because I love this idea.
Well, it's very simple. When we were first developing the hotel, I came down here, there was no windows in it. And the designers or architects, because again, I'm just a humble hotelier, not anyway an architect, designer, anything like that. This says you have two landscaping areas on the roof. So fourth and fifth floor, totally landscaped. And they said, do you want to landscape in certain greenery trees? And I said, no, leave it alone. Because I knew nobody can get onto the roof. You can view it from the fourth floor hallway, but you cannot get out there. And I said, let's just grow a meadow and just put out wild seeds and have wildflowers. So we only pull the weeds once a year and we plant it once a year, and that's it. And I met a gentleman called Dale from Bermondsey Bees, which is an area down there, and he's a beekeeper. And I shouldn't say this too loud. I suffer from hay fever, and they say if you get local honey, it helps it. So we came up with a deal. We did a deal, and let's put bees in the roof. And in 2016, we have four hives. We produce about 40 to 60 kilos of honey annually, and it all depends on what goes on, obviously. I don't sell it. We use the honey particularly for breakfast. We'll use the honey for a guest, for example, with 100 mil traveling home and forgetting to bring a little present for the family. And we just say, like you, Ed, thanks for coming. Here's a little something for the family. And think about us when you have breakfast tomorrow morning. And that's what we use it for. And it just creates that, again, that magic carpet experience.
Wonderful. James B. Clark, pleasure to talk to you this morning.
Oh, thank you, Ed. All the best.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands, because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.